This is an excerpt from the May 2008 meeting of the Sears Island Joint Use Planning Committee. In this section, different uses are described for the protected 630 acres. Steve Miller discusses the question of whether mitigation measures may be undertaken within the protected area, including creating new wetlands, something which he opposes. He is replied to by Robert Grindrod, who suggests that Steve can just walk out of the process if he doesn't like it.
All right, then it is land imperative, section D, essentially the three main things that we talked about in this committee. It says there's going to be an education and maintenance center area, which was named that in the consensus agreement. It says it's going to be 25 acres, and it's going to be determined in the future. It also says the rest of the island will then be a natural area, so called. And it also defines that line that we made across the island, up to 1.1 miles from the railway crossing. So, number three, we're going to get into the restrictions in the natural area. So this is everything outside of the building and or education and maintenance center area that will be signed in future, right? I go through a general sort of statement of intent, and then the way these things usually work is to say nothing can be done here except. So, A, structures in the natural area, no buildings, which is what the space out of. And minor structures, I tried to list what we talked about, examples of things that seem fine. No signs, low barriers, fog bridging along trails, boundary markers, stream bridges. There's a blanket type restriction that we agreed on, which is 20 feet. And I also, at the end of this paragraph, trying to be really clear about some things that are not permitted, that in our experience have been sort of snuck in under radar screens and not mentioned specifically. Gazebos, hanging houses, riprap, some of those we're mentioning specifically as not permitted to make that clear.
Really, way probably more of a question than anything, but there are two places where on page for the restoration and mitigation of wetlands and higher biological features of the land currently reached. This is about activity on the ground. As I understand it, mitigation isn't that kind of action. Mitigation has to do with paperwork, and things have to do with bureaucracies and permits and things of that sort. So when you're really talking about on the ground actions, I thought we would perhaps want to consider exchanging that word for the word enhancement, which is something that's used by the NDOT and others, referring to the type of actual on-the-ground activity that occurs. It's restoration and enhancement of wetlands. I thought it was probably the intention, correct? Because I know that there's a surface operation associated with mitigation.
That's correct, but I agree with your recommendations. The only thing I've heard in is that we have remediation, because in our remediation plan, I actually delineated one area in the middle of the island where we felt that there was remediation potential, where we turn up many things to wetlands. And on that one, that's correct. No, I'm 600 acres.
Where is that? That? I know you talked about a couple of areas that would be for restoration, but they're not talking about creation.
Yeah, it was up in this area right down about in here, and it was on the west side of the access road here, and there currently is a mitigation site there that we did, and they were doing some test pits for a new build power plant down there at one point. They did a lot of land disturbance. And we actually did mitigation, a restoration. We removed a lot of fill in there and restored, I think it was an emergent and then scrub wetland in there. But there actually is an area just behind this restoration and enhancement area that there's a potential for some creation. And I believe that I initially told you about potential is about 2 acres at the most. But it would still need to be, researching some monitoring wells out there and some testing to see if the site would actually support some creative
well, just speaking personally, I guess it's that small and so forth that I guess I would just prefer to avoid a creative wetland in this 10-30 recording. I don't see that that ends up being a great kind of consideration from a transportation point of view, especially given that you've got 3 acres of land within which you can create, wetlands to the house and almost. Within those appropriate areas. So I guess it's a little small area. My view would be why get into that? Because to create a wetland would mean, fair amount of disturbance and so forth, or probably pretty negligible benefit in some mitigation and credit system. So I guess I actually would really explicitly advocate not having to create this targets. If in fact the day comes when that seems essential, there's somebody sitting here at our table saying that that's an essential ingredient, there's another voice with then if we ever get that, I mean, we clearly have a location. If we can't use the creative weapons, we'll let nobody else consider it. From a management or a monitoring standpoint, site owner and her great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter needs to know what's allowed, but also what isn't. And so, if there's a little bit of your plate that's absolutely central, then that needs to be identified and that needs to be codified in some way. Is that little place going to be created? But I really prefer this is, creation of government at all.
This is actually coming from the Corps of Engineers. The Corps of Engineers have asked us.
Suggested different standards for that as well. Consistent with what I've been saying, it didn't provide for that creation of the 2 acre piece. Because I just don't see why this particular, 600 acres needs to get into that kind of activity.
Well, don't take the 600 acres then. Don't take the 600 acres then. If you don't want it, walk away.
Excuse me? We're talking about a conservation easement to be filed in perpetuity
No, what you're talking about, Steve, is how do we find a crafty way to beat the system?
I